Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Governor Dunleavy touted his administration's accomplishments and outlined plans for his final 2 years in office, what he called the fourth quarter of his administration, during his 7th annual State of the State address on Tuesday.
Whatever policies we make down here, the ultimate question should not be how we impact the special interests. They're never going to be happy no matter what. We know that. The question we must always ask ourselves is how our actions will impact our constituents.
The governor argued that the state had made significant progress on a number of key issues, from public safety to oil and gas development on the North Slope, and progress toward a long-sought natural gas pipeline, as well as an increase in jobs across the state.
Our jobs are growing as well. Last year, we added more than 6,000 new jobs. And overall, jobs are nearly 4,000 greater than in 2019 before we were hit by the pandemic.
Despite the progress on the North Slope, Dunleavy suggested short-term solutions to a gas shortage in the Cook Inlet may be painful and certainly won't be popular, a reference some lawmakers took as acknowledgement that the state may be forced to import natural gas from outside to address the crisis. The governor also offered clues about his approach to working with the legislature this year on some of House and Senate leaders' key priorities. Both bipartisan majority caucuses are working on bills that would significantly boost education funding, but Dunleavy said those funding boosts should be paired for reforms.
Despite the evidence that parents want choice in public education, despite the evidence that students can succeed in more than one type of environment, there are some very loud voices that show up down here, like the swallows returning to Capistrano with megaphones and t-shirts, telling you and me that the only thing that really matters is money.
Dunleavy also touted his approach to the state budget, saying that his administration has held government spending in check. The anti-fentanyl competition for high schoolers in Alaska, promoted by Senator Dan Sullivan, has an application deadline coming up. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez with more.
U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan is reminding Alaskans of the approaching February deadline for high school students across Alaska to participate in a public awareness campaign about the dangers of fentanyl in their community. The competition is part of the statewide One Pill Can Kill public awareness campaign that Senator Sullivan launched in May of 2024. Since the campaign began, Sullivan has highlighted the One Pill Can Kill campaign in community visits, roundtables, and student listening sessions across the state. Sullivan says fighting the deadly fentanyl crisis in our state means enlisting the help of all Alaskans. They are asking students to launch a One Pill Can Kill media campaign to reach high school students. The campaign can reach students in various ways, such as posters in hallways, advertisements in student papers, or videos on social media. Creativity is key. The campaigns should use the One Pill Can Kill messaging and highlight the dangers of fentanyl, the risk of non-prescription drug use, and the importance of staying informed and seeking help. Schools are encouraged to submit one campaign per school, but may submit more. Each entry must include participation from at least two students. Homeschool students may also participate by launching a media campaign that reaches youth in locations other than school, including online. After launching the campaign, contestants must submit a report to Senator Sullivan's communications team explaining their campaign, how it was executed, and what they learned. Examples of the campaign's media materials must be included or linked to in the report. While all campaigns will be featured on Senator Sullivan's website, the winning campaign will work with Sullivan's communications team to design public service announcements featured as part of the statewide One Pill Can Kill Alaska campaign. It will be shared on Senator Sullivan's social media channels. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.